WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. That controversial immigration law in Texas was passed, then put on hold, then put in place again. And now it's back on hold again, thanks to a federal appeals court.
The Supreme Court had given its tacit approval to the statute that allows local police to arrest and detain people who might be in the country illegally. But the High Court left the matter in the hands of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which decided in the middle of the night to block enforcement of the law and to hold a hearing on the matter later today.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Catastrophic hunger imminent in northern Gaza and approaching that now in Haiti. Hundreds of thousands of people in both places close to starving, according to food security experts and aid groups. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Thanks to a hotter-than-expected inflation report, the Fed is expected to keep interest rates steady for now. As Americans get older, a new report says nearly 7 million of us are living with dementia, about 200,000 more than were living with it just last year. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Friday, the company behind Noah's Ark Water Park filed for a temporary restraining order against the village of Lake Delton to prevent the local government from enforcing an order to tear down abandoned motel buildings. The lawsuit was brought in Sauk County Circuit Court. The filing asks a judge to enjoin the village of Lake Delton from tearing down buildings that are part of the former Flamingo Motel. Palace Entertainment, the company behind Noah's Ark, brought the legal action after months of back and forth with the village. The motel closed at the end of the 2019 tourist season and never reopened. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Jim City weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 38 with some snow. Tomorrow night into Friday, there could be 2 to 4 inches, maybe a little more by the time the snow winds down late Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
99.7.
Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday. It's Tears for Fears now. Shout.
Shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on. In violent times, you shouldn't have to say. Yeah.
97.7 Max FM.
There is Toto, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 13 minutes after 7 now, and Finn, look at me already running behind. I haven't even started yet for today. Yeah, it's going to be one of those kinds of days. How are you?
At least you're consistent.
This is true. I got a full breakfast in there, too, because, well, I was running a little behind, so... Anyway, at least my eggs aren't cold and my toast isn't soggy, so we have that going for us this morning.
True.
Oh, my goodness. Anything new and exciting in your world today?
I'm working on my second cup of coffee. I'm ready to roll with whatever grab bag Mother Nature decides she's going to throw at us today. I'm living and breathing the world of Oliver Twist and Oliver the Musical and... Yeah, I'm good.
Well, that's good. I mean, that sounds like a full plate of stuff that's happening in your life right now. How are rehearsals for the musical going? Everything running smoothly according to plan as of now?
Yeah, right now, I mean, we're doing pretty well, you know, getting the music down, learning all that stuff.
Sure.
I'm trying to figure out exactly what I'm going to do with my beard and how I'm going to, you know, for this character, I like him to have that pointy kind of thing, you know, that
yes.
pointy beard thing, and that's kind of hard to sculpt, but and I don't know if I have enough, and I don't want to go with a fake beard because you know, when you got to use the spirit gum and put the beard on, and
there's a lot of things that can go wrong during a play with a beard that you like stick on your face, right?
We've all seen this. If you're mic'd up, I mean, if you have a mic on, a body mic or whatever, and yeah, there's a whole bunch of things that you don't, no technical snafus, you don't want those. And, you know, the other thing about doing a musical is, and people, I mean, anybody that's done shows with the Baraboo Theater Guild or any of the community theaters around the area know that it always seems like when you're about ready to do a musical, inevitably, you always get sick. You always get sick. You lose your voice or something happens. I don't know what it is. It doesn't. If I do a straight play, nothing happens. I'm fine.
Right.
You know, but a musical, nope. Eventually, you're going to get a cold, the flu, COVID, so, you know, something.
Now, you have to be a little extra careful because your Ireland trip falls smack dab in the middle of all this, correct?
Right,
so
right.
you're going to be doing traveling on top of whatever is already filtering around through the world. Because there's a lot of people who are sick right now. I've talked to a lot of people, and it's some of it might be COVID. Some of it's just general yuckiness. But there's a lot of stuff already floating around right now. And it just makes me want to like sanitize my entire top to bottom every time I go out.
Well, how are your allergies doing? I know
you can hear it this morning. I'm stuffy. I'm congested. The throat's a little sore. It's a little scratchy. This up and down in the weather is not helping either. I'm actually excited about Friday, though, because we are supposed to get a little snow. So we're talking just a few inches. I know not most people aren't very excited about that. I, as an allergy sufferer, am a little excited about that because that might mean that I have one day where everything just kind of subsides just a little bit before it all melts and then everything starts to rebloom. Because we have buds on trees out here. We have plants that are trying to flower already. It is absolutely insane out here with the amount of greenery that we have. And then, being an allergy sufferer, no.
And then you got all that crap that's blowing around in the wind,
right?
You know? Yeah.
This wind has been brutal. I think that's probably been worse than anything. I come in from walking Aspen and I look like I've been crying for hours straight because the eyes are running, the nose is running, my face is soaked, and it's nothing. It's just literally the allergies from being out in the wind and the fact that the wind has not been exactly warm as you walk into it either. So there's a lot of things at play, but it's kind of a bummer.
And it's weird too, because I used to suffer from allergies really bad right around this time of year. Well, actually, you know, December, January was really bad. And now it doesn't seem to happen anymore.
Are you telling me I might grow out of them? That's what they always used to tell my parents. She'll grow out of this. It'll be fine. Her sinuses and allergies won't always be this bad. It'll be okay.
It's like acne. You'll just grow out of it.
There you go. There you go. I still haven't grown out of that completely yet either.
Yeah,
that happens every once in a while too. My goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll be glad when, honestly, I like some people who deal with allergies can say, oh, I'll be glad when everything quits budding because that's when their allergies, you know, kind of die down. I could say that, but it wouldn't be true because basically from now until the end of summer, this is how I'm going to be. There's just something about Wisconsin air and things that we grow here, which I love. I love most of the things because I love all of the nature around us, but there's just something that my allergies do not love living here. But I tend to think it might be a lot of the pine trees around us. You know, we have like these 100-foot pine trees. trees surrounding our house. And anytime they start to sap, it gets really, really bad. And my husband does not believe me. He thinks it's just another ploy to get me off Goose Poop Pond, which, no, sort of, but it's legit. This one's actually legit. It's not, you know, seeing bears in the forest that don't actually exist and things like that. This one's actually legit. But
so you're faking your allergy suffering because you want to get out of Goose
Poop. He thinks the allergy, he realizes the allergies are a real subject, but he thinks that I am making the pine trees the culprit because I just want out of here. I'm like, nobody fakes this amount of runny nose and watery eyes. Nobody, unless I'm just misting my face constantly, nobody can fake that. Honestly, though, if you take enough allergy pills, Tylenol, and like your daily, you know, Claritins, you can really honestly get through anything. You're drugged up a whole lot, but you can really get through anything. Mm-hmm. If you use the non-drowsy stuff, you're going to be fine, people. I promise. I've been living this way for a long time. Hasn't affected me too badly quite yet, I guess. Subject to, you know, your opinion based on listening to this morning show, but I'll be glad when we get a little snow on Friday, just for everything to just for one day, just a little day of reprieve. It'll be good.
Well, people can't complain too much because we're giving them this chance to win this statewide contest.
We are. I know this is very exciting. It is the 7 a.m. hour, so we should probably get on this word of the hour thing, right? Enough complaining about my allergies. It's the Civic Media Statewide Ride to Spring Text to Win contest, and it is time for this hour's word of the hour, which happens to be pool, like a swimming pool. P-O-O-L is what you need to text into the Civic Media app. Now remember, you got to use the app. So if you haven't downloaded that, you can go to your Google store, your Apple store, and you can get that right now. Scroll all the way down to the very bottom, find Max FM, Max Mouse's face is right there. Click on that and then use the text button there to text us this morning the word pool. You're going to have until 8 o'clock to get your entry in. Now, here's the cool thing, Finn, because when you text, it literally is just an entry. And that means that you could win a weekend stay at Chula Vista Resort, so like a little staycation for everybody around here, which doesn't seem half bad. You will also be entered into our grand prize drawing, which happens to be a blender, a couple bicycles, and even a patio love seat. So you got to text us, though, through the app. One more time, the word is pool. And we're going to, whoa, look at the text come in this morning. Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
There's a whole lot of them coming in on that text line because it comes right to us from the app, by the way. So I can see everybody that's texting in this morning. But you got to use the app so that you can automatically get into the drawing. So because we want you to win. We want you to win some good stuff in this statewide ride into spring text to win contest. And again, we'll give you that word later this hour. A few times this hour, because we want to get as many entries in there as we absolutely can. Should we talk about the forecast? I mean, we probably should. I'm told that I'm supposed to do that during the morning show. That's what Corey Hartman tells me anyway. But what does he know? He's not even here. He's in Madison. He's sleeping right now. He was tasked with building a brand new studio by the end of the week. I don't envy him. I don't envy him at all. I'm just sitting here giving words of the hour out. The word again, by the way, pool, if you want to be qualified for the text to win contest. But he's been tasked with building a whole new studio this week in Madison. I only laugh because I know that my husband is amazing at doing the impossible. We've seen it time and time again, right? Building a whole studio in less than 4 days. I'm not even sure his powers can make that happen, but we'll see.
So how stressed is he right now?
Oh, don't even try to talk to him. We just, nope. He called last night and I literally said about four words to him because he was just not in the mood for anything other than how are things there? Anything I need to know? Just not in the mood. So I just was like, nope, everything's good. And he was eating dinner and it was about 9 o'clock at night. And I said, yeah, we already had dinner. And he asked what we had. So I told him and I was like, well, we're in the middle of watching Tokyo Vice and I love you very much and I will talk to you because he just I knew that he was in one of those moods. If I accidentally said the wrong thing without even meaning to, it was just we were going to end up arguing and I wasn't going to go down that route. So I knew he needed his time and I was watching Tokyo Vice literally with Dexter. We were trying to catch up before a new episode drops tomorrow night, and so it was just best to let him eat his dinner and let us both be.
know, you got to give them a Yikes. Little bit of a buffer zone, right? I mean,
that's what
we do here in the household when everybody gets crabby or somebody's crabby or whatever. You just give them space and you, whatever, you know.
Which is what I'm trying to do. And he has his own motel room right now over in Madison for the next couple of days. So he's got all the space he needs at night. I am here if he wants to talk, but I can tell by his voice, like what the mood is, right? I'm not going to get into anything major or heavy with him when he's like that, because, well, his mind is just not, that's not where his mind is at. Let's say that, but we'll see how he does. I said, do you even have anything to build a studio in a week? No.
Is he MacGyvering it?
I guess apparently there's some two-day shipping happening, and there's a couple overnight shipping, but this is radio equipment, so that doesn't come cheaply either. So I don't know. We'll see how it all goes. He's like, even if I just have the shell and have to drop equipment next week, he's like, at least we can say that it's checked off of our board. And so I was like, okay, all right. I'm staying out of it. That's fine. I'm just here. You let me know when you're in the mood to actually have a conversation, and we'll go ahead and do that. Taking a look at this forecast right now, Finn. Today, not bad. It's going to be cool, though. Mostly sunny, only 35, down to 20 tonight. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high near 30. And then tomorrow night is when we actually start seeing our chances for snow increase, because it could start tomorrow night, extend into Friday. Now, yesterday we were pretty excited that we were only going to see maybe 1 to 3 inches. I told you that we had to wait to see what Mother Nature was going to do, right? Because now those chances of snow, the amount of snow we could get is somewhere between 2 to 4. According to Sean Cable, maybe a little bit more. I don't know what a little bit more means. Yesterday it was only 1 to 3, so now it's a little bit more than that. But we shall see. Hopefully Mother Nature spares us and she is good to us, because, well, after all, it was 70 last week, and that's what we want to dwell on, not more snow. Anyway, this is all going to wrap up, though, by late Friday afternoon, early Friday evening. So hopefully nothing too major as far as snowfall goes. But this is just a reminder that even though I gave you that keyword this hour for the text to win contest, the ride into spring through the Civic Media app, pool was your key word, which, by the way, use the app. You can still text us until 8 o'clock this morning with that word. We're not done with winter yet. This is just your little reminder to not put the shovels away. Probably keep the snowblower out just a little bit longer. No matter what Mother Nature gave us last week, she gaveth and then tooketh away.
Exactly. If you thought with that 70 degree high from last week that, summer's here. No, it's not. And by the way, we'll give out some keywords throughout the course of the day, too.
Yes.
So you have until 8 o'clock with the word pool, and then I'll have a chance. I'll have a couple of chances in the 10 o'clock hour and 1 o'clock hour.
That's right. And then Aaron Carreno has another chance at 3 o'clock afternoon. Yep. So, and you can enter as many times as you like. I mean, it's not a one-stop kind of deal. You can enter through the app as many times as you like for that Chula Vista Resort staycation, just a little weekend getaway, and all those grand prizes, including the bicycles, the blenders, and the patio love seat. Look at our listeners' response. I love our listeners. They're so awesome. Yep. They're so awesome. You guys are the best. I'm just watching all the texts come in through the app this morning. You guys are truly, truly the best. You make me so proud.
Well, hey, a weekend stay at Chula Vista. I mean,
who
cares what the weather is outside?
Right? Exactly. You're not using a pool outside, but you could definitely use the indoor pool at Chula Vista for a couple of days. That would be absolutely awesome. You definitely don't want to take a dip right now because it's only 29, Finn. Hey, I do want to remind you, too, that birthdays and anniversaries are coming up later on this hour. So if you are celebrating or know somebody who is, 355-9970, that is the text number so that you can get us that name perhaps over on the list, because we would love to do that for you. We'll talk more weather, and we're going to talk a little bit about the new James Bond in a few minutes, Finn.
Yes.
Yeah, I want your opinion on this, because I knew you would know, because you are the resident James Bond expert. So we'll talk about that next here on Max FM.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we recorded somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone. Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply after portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Maximum Music, Max FM.
7:29 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Halfway through another work week. Feels pretty good knowing we're just a couple of days away from another weekend. Here's the Steve Miller Band. This is Abracadabra on 99.7 Max FM.
I heat up. I can't cool down. Got me spinning.
Abracadabra,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I almost missed the end of that song. Aspen and I were sharing a nanner. She does love her fruit. Basically, any fruit that you give her, minus seeds and things like that, even though she does do little chunks of strawberry and stuff too, she loves fruit. She is an absolute nut for fruit. And she will actually drool, and she will whine, and she will let out the most horrific sound you've ever heard. It's like a howl slash a whine slash a bark all at the same time until you give her a bite of your fruit. Nanners and blueberries happen to be her vice in life, apples as well. And so I cannot eat a part of a banana without sharing bites of it with Aspen. So that's what we were doing. Then I looked at the time. I was like, oh gosh, Steve, keep singing for a second. I got to get to my chair.
She's one of the healthiest dogs ever. We had pizza last night for dinner, and both Sunset and Theo just sat there just staring at the cheese and the...
it all dripping off.
Like drooling and...
Yeah, we had to do sensitivity testing on her a few months ago. So we know the things that she can have, the things she can't have, and the things that she can have in pretty small doses, which is why now I make her food, because it happens to be that my girl is insensitive and has intolerances to basically everything that they use in preservatives for dry dog food. Not even joking. Mm-hmm. She is like a high level of has a high level of intolerance to all of those ingredients. So worked with the vet, came up with a nice little diet for her. She's on different vitamins and things like that through our vet that they've helped us find, and she's doing really, really well. But yeah, I try to stick to the things. I mean, if it's, you know, because they put them on different levels, like level 1, 2, and 3, 3 being absolutely the worst. We avoid those at all costs because it just makes her not well. It makes her skin itchy. It makes her break out in like almost like a hive type thing. So we try to avoid those at all costs. If they're a level 2 or a level 1, we give those to her in moderation. Lucky for her, though, all fruits are like a go, because her world would turn upside down if she did not get to have blueberries and nanners with mommy. I mean, her world would be absolutely upside down. And then she gets to have little bites of peanut butter toast with her natty in the mornings as well when he's around. So yeah, she's doing pretty
she's
well.
Living Let's, the life. Yeah.
She is. She knows it.
Theo, oddly enough, if he has sweet potatoes that's in the actual dog food, he's fine.
Sure.
But if we just have sweet potatoes and we put it in the Kong or whatever, he can't have it.
Yeah.
He gets really sick.
See,
so.
She has to, we have to be very careful with those because those are a level 2. She can do, it's funny because she can do sweet potato chips, which we do a lot of for puppy training because, again, there's no preservatives in them like there are in, you know, different doggy training treats. So she can do the sweet potato chips ground down, and then I just give her little chunks while we're doing training. But if you give her sweet potatoes like the whole chunks or even grind them down for her food, then it doesn't agree with her. So I totally get what you're saying. Dogs are weird, but they're just like we are. They've got their own things that they can handle.
Sensitive
and they can't.
To certain things, yeah.
Yeah. So when we got hers back, though, I didn't know quite what to do because I'm like, oh, she can't have any of the things we're currently feeding her. Well, no wonder she's not getting any better and she's losing all this weight, because it was a chore to kind of figure it out. But trial and error over the last few months, and I think we got it. But nanners and blueberries and apples, she will always be there for those things. Now, I told you we were going to talk a little bit about James Bond, right? For the people who are rolling their eyes more at my dog stories. All right. So Aaron Taylor Johnson is reportedly in talks to become the next James Bond. Now, if you have no idea who I'm talking about, you might recognize him from movies like, well, we're going to say Kick Butt, even though there's an A word in there that I probably shouldn't say on the air. Yeah. Bullet Train and Avengers Age of Ultron. Now, according to the UK newspaper The Sun, Aaron is, quote, expected to accept the role later this week, and when he recently was asked about playing 007, he said this: I find it charming and wonderful that people see me in that role. I take it as a great compliment. Obviously, we all know, even if you aren't a huge Bond fan, Daniel Craig has been Bond in the last 5 movies. His final appearance was in 2021's No Time to Die. So being the resident James Bond expert that you are, how do you feel about Aaron Taylor Johnson in this role?
Okay, so first of all, Ian Productions, which is the company behind all James Bond movies,
right?
They have not confirmed this yet.
Okay.
Okay, so this, as of now, these are just rumors.
But sure.
They sound It sounds like it is happening, okay,
yeah.
But we don't have complete confirmation
right.
on this yet. So, I read this story, or I heard about it first yesterday afternoon, and I was a little excited because, well, one, I'm a James Bond nerd,
yes.
And second, it has been 3 years since
yeah.
the last James Bond movie. And so I'm not really familiar with Aaron Taylor Johnson. I looked at his IMDb page.
Right.
And I saw that he was in The Illusionist, but I'm
okay.
not a big Marvel. I'm not a big
right.
comic book movie guy. Okay.
Right.
It seems like he'll be fine. I was actually
sure.
kind of shocked that it wasn't going to go to Timothy Chalamet, who apparently is playing everything these days.
He's in every role ever made right now. It's crazy.
He was just Willy Wonka, and now he's going to be Bob Dylan, and it's...
He's in Dune Part 2 right now in theaters.
Exactly.
It's insane. It truly is.
So,
I was thinking the same thing.
So here's what I'm going to say. I have been a fan of all of the actors that have played 007.
Yeah.
Sean Connery, probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
He is my favorite, the original James Bond. Okay. But I liked Connery. I liked Roger Moore. I liked George Lazenby. I liked Pierce Brosnan, Timothy Dalton, Daniel Craig. And I will say that when Daniel Craig first became James Bond, when it was announced that he was going to be 007, I was not on board. I was
okay.
not. He didn't look like James Bond to me, especially after Pierce Brosnan, who
right.
wore the suits really well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was not on board. Plus, he was blonde, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know about this. And it took me forever, but the year that Casino Royale came out.
Sure.
At first, I was protesting, and I wasn't going to go see it because I was not on board with Daniel Craig being
sure,
James Bond.
I get it. I get it.
But then it was, I think it was Thanksgiving of that year. And for whatever reason, I during the weekend, I went to go see Casino Royale. I was blown away. I thought it was a great James Bond movie. I thought he was great. Now, what I will say is that of the Bond movies that he did, half of them are good, and
okay.
a couple of them are just kind of like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about
sure.
that. But I've loved all the James Bond actors. You know, they've all done a phenomenal job with the role. They haven't
yeah.
always had the best movies. Looking at you, Pierce Brosnan. But
right.
They've all done phenomenal in the role itself. Now, I know that Henry Cavill was also... He was being talked
There's
about a lot.
There's been a lot of people rumored mm-hmm. to be the next James mm-hmm. Bond.
Idris Elba was
yes.
one of them. Henry Cavill was one.
Yep.
And I thought if it went to Henry Cavill, I would have been fine with that.
Okay.
It's not that I think he's a fantastic actor, but I don't... This is going to sound horrible. I don't know how great of an actor you need to be to
sure.
play James Bond, because we don't really go to those movies for great acting.
It's
we
the
go
action.
To them for the action, and,
right.
you know, the suspense
the villains and
everything.
And,
yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I'm on board. I'm on board with Aaron Taylor Johnson if he does get the role.
Now, I hope this means, though, that his wife is not going to be directing, because he's married to Sam Taylor Johnson,
uh-huh.
who is responsible for giving us 50 Shades of Grey, Nowhere Boy, Back to Black, A Million Little Pieces. So I hope that doesn't mean that she just automatically gets a directing job if he's on the screen, you know, like a 2-for-1 kind of deal. So that's all I'm saying. I don't care. I mean, her movie have been great. I just hope it's not like a foregone conclusion for people, you know, in the studio business that then all of a sudden she directs too.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I guess then you're getting, like, you would literally be getting almost like a 2-for-1 deal. I'm sure they'll
yeah.
both make a nice, you know, living off of the whole deal. But at the same time, it's kind of like, that seems a little too convenient to me.
I hear you. I hear
but
you. It's
we'll
exciting
see.
News, though, because like
it
I
is.
Said, it's been 3 years since.
And people
no
are waiting for
die.
The franchise
yeah.
to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are literally waiting for the mm-hmm. franchise franchise to come back and to see who is going to be the next James Bond. It's been one of those long-standing mysteries since the last Daniel Craig movie. So hopefully this puts it to rest. We'll see. I guess
we shall see.
The week shall give us more information, right? At least that's what we're being told by The Sun. Is The Sun legit, or are they one of those weird tabloidy things in the UK?
What do they have? They have The Sun and The Daily Mirror?
Right.
Is that what they
have? And The Sun is kind of like one step better than The Daily Mirror as far as tabloidy type stuff, but it still gets a little weird. So we'll see if they've got this one right. Mm-hmm. Hey, in the meantime, we want you to text to win this morning in our statewide Civic Media Ride into Spring contest. You got to use the Civic Media app, and we're going to tell you how to get that right now. You just got to go to your Google store, your Android store, download it. It's free. And then scroll to the very bottom of all the stations and find Max the Mouse and these little pictures right there. You can click on that, and then you need to use the links to text us the word pool. This is the word of the hour, pool, P-O-O-L, and you have until 8 o'clock to text us that word to get into the drawing for the Chula Vista weekend getaway or those grand prizes for summer, which include bicycles, a patio love seat, as well as a blender. But you got to text before 8 o'clock using the app and text us the word pool. So we would love to get you into the drawing, and if you win and you're one of our daily winners, somebody from Civic Media is going to contact you later today. But here's the thing, too, Finn, as we mentioned a little while ago, this isn't the last time you can qualify. You can qualify at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. So a couple more chances with you today, and then Aaron Carano is going to have another chance for you to qualify later this afternoon, and you can enter more than once, which is the really, really cool part. So keep texting this morning. Again, the word is pool. Use the Civic Media app. Get that on your phone, because we're going to be doing this for a couple of weeks, and we would love to give lots of people chances to win and, see some of our winners right here in the area. Yeah. Get a staycation and some of those grand prizes as well. But again, you got to use the Civic Media app. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like it's going to be cool and sunny today, and then some snow on the way for the end of the week. Woo! Thank you, Mother Nature, especially since it's officially spring now. Sean Gable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gab Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Tomorrow, we have an antique and collectible auction ending at 10 a.m. There's a preview today at the property on Water Street in Baraboo from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Tomorrow, we also have a drop-off day for our antique consignment auction at our Reedsburg auction facility. We're accepting vintage signs, brewery items, oil and gas items, advertising pieces, primitive signs, antique toys, and other quality antique items. The drop-off is again on Thursday from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. at our Reedsburg auction facility. Several auctions lining up for next week as well, so you can check our website for that. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Spring sports will officially get started with practices beginning on Monday as boys golf and boys tennis will begin their practices. Earlier this week, it was baseball and girls soccer starting. Prior to that, softball and lacrosse also got their seasons going, as did track and field. Competitions will start to pick up towards the end of this week and then again starting this next week. NCAA men's basketball tournament is going to get started tomorrow. The Badgers won't be playing their matchup against James Madison until Friday evening. 8:40 is going to be the tip-off for that one. Marquette will also be on Friday. 1 o'clock is the start time for it. The lone one seed to play tomorrow will be North Carolina. The Tar Heels matchup versus Wagner will be at 1:45. UConn, the number one seed in the East, will be playing against Stinson at 1:45 on Friday. Purdue's matchup is going to be on Friday at 6:25, and just before the Badgers play on Friday evening, it's going to be Houston, the other number one seed, going against Longwood at 8:20. Bucks return to the court tonight as they're going to be in Boston to face the Celtics. 6:30 is the tip-off for that matchup. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 38 with some snow. Tomorrow night into Friday, there could be 2 to 4 inches, maybe a little more by the time the snow winds down late Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25. 99.7.
7:48 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, let us know by texting the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line at 355-9970. Here's Taylor Dane, Tell It to My Heart on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:52 right now. And Finn, we have to celebrate our birthdays here this morning. We've got a good list of celebrities to go through. And of course, reminding you that as we're going through the celebrity list this morning, if you're celebrating or maybe know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. There's a whole lot of texting happening this hour. Between the ride into spring Love contest it. Over on the app and the birthday list, there's a lot of texting happening this morning. My goodness,
we're good with that though.
We love texting, and I love seeing all the people entering the contest, which, by the way, this is kind of one of your last calls, because you can only enter until 8 o'clock this morning with the word pool. You got to use the Civic Media app to do that, though. Download that from your Apple or your Google store, scroll all the way to the bottom, find Max the Mouse, click on that, and then that's going to give you a prompt to go ahead and text us the word pool. Get into the running today for the Chula Chula Vista weekend stay. We've also got those grand prizes we're going to be giving away in a couple of weeks, the blender, the bicycles, and the patio love seat. So make sure you get your name into the running right now by texting us with the word pool, and you're going to have another chance to enter at 9 o'clock this morning, so, during the 10 o'clock hour, I should say, during the 10 o'clock hour, the 1 o'clock hour, and the 3 o'clock hour. I was thinking 9 o'clock because I have to promote that for an hour to make sure everybody's ready to go, and then I'm out of here, and then you are going to handle the texting from there on out. So during the 10, 1, and 3 o'clock hour, you're going to have another chance to qualify because I screwed it up. I'll make sure I cover it correctly this time. And again, you have to text us through the Civic Media app. All right, so let's run down these celebrity birthdays, all right? Ruby Rose is celebrating a birthday today. You know her as Stella on Orange is the New Black. She was also the mute assassin heiress in the John Wick movies. And briefly, she was CW's Batwoman. She hung up her cape and her cowl, though, after just one season. She is celebrating her 38th birthday today.
Did you ever watch Orange is the New Black?
I did. You know, because that was when streaming first came out and you could buy a subscription to Netflix a lot cheaper than you could now, and Netflix wasn't nearly as like annoying about their rules as they are now. I never did finish the series, but I watched probably 3-4 seasons of it, and then I was just kind of like, okay, I've moved on now. And that's how I am with a lot of series.
Yeah, I started it, I watched the first season and I was cool with it, but then didn't,
got annoying.
Didn't go on. I didn't finish the rest of the
show. Yeah, I don't know. I felt it got kind of annoying after a while, but that was just me. But anyway, yeah, I did watch it, and I remember her being on a few of the episodes before I hung up my watching goggles, or whatever you want to say, because I couldn't do it anymore. Yeah, exactly. Christy Carlson Romano is also celebrating today. She was the star of Kim Possible. She is celebrating her 40th birthday. Bianca Lawson is also celebrating today. You know her as Darla on OWN's Queen Sugar. She was also Maya on Pretty Little Liars and Ms. Morel on Teen Wolf. She is 45 today. Freema Agyeman, who is Dr. Sharp on New Amsterdam, or I guess was, because that show is no longer a thing. She is celebrating her 45th birthday today. Now, a lot of people also know her from Sense8. She was also Doctor Who's companion, Martha Jones, and she was Larissa on The Carrie Diaries as well. So she's had quite the resume of cool stuff that she's done. Cedric Yarbrough is celebrating his 51st birthday. He was Kenneth on Speechless. He's Officer Meow Meow Fuzzy Face on BoJack Horseman and Deputy Jones on Reno 911. He's 51 years old today. Michael Rapaport, Homeland Security's Don Self on Prison Break. He was also Phoebe's policeman ex-boyfriend Gary on Friends. Most recently, though, he played Doug Gardner, the father of an autistic teenager on the Netflix series Atypical. He is 54 years old today. Kathy Ireland is also celebrating a birthday. Of course, former supermodel. She is 61 years old. David Thewlis is celebrating his 61st birthday. That's not a name that rolls off the tongue easily, let me just say. He was the werewolf in the Harry Potter films. He's also 61 years old today. Ooh, I love this one. Holly Hunter is celebrating a birthday today. She was the mom in the Incredibles movie. She was also the Detective Grace on TNT Saving Grace. She was Petite Penny McGill on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And she won an Oscar for The Piano, a movie where she didn't have a single line. I think she's incredibly talented, though, and I love her more than just The Incredibles. She is 66 years old today, although she's a great voice actor in The Incredibles as well. Yeah. I will give her that. Spike Lee, he won his very first Oscar for Black Klansman. His other movies include Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, She's Gotta Have It, and the original Kings of Comedy. He is 67 years old today. Jimmy Vaughn, who happens to be Stevie Ray's older brother and also a member of the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Maybe we'll pull out some Tough Enough this morning. Jimmy Vaughn is 73 years old today. Yeah. Let's see. Carl Palmer is also celebrating. He is literally the last man standing in Emerson, Lake, and Palmer after the 2016 deaths of Keith Emerson and Greg Lake. He was also a drummer for Asia, which lost singer and bassist John Wetton in 2017. I don't know. Maybe this is just a sign that working with Carl Palmer is not good for your overall health. I have no idea. But he is 74 today because he's still kicking, even though most of his bandmates are not.
Name dropping time. I interviewed him once. Cool guy.
He seems like a really cool guy. I've seen him on other interviews and in different things, and he seems just like a really awesome human being. Mm-hmm. Bobby Orr, who is a Hockey Hall of Famer, celebrating his 76th birthday today. Pat Riley, who is the owner of the Miami Heat and just an all-around snappy kind of dresser, he is 79 years old today. And Hal Linden, who played Barney Miller, so many years ago, he is celebrating his 93rd birthday today. My goodness.
I have to confess, I didn't even know he was still alive.
I know. I know.
Still with us.
Well, I know. No, 93 though today. That's pretty awesome. My mom loved Barney Miller, so I remember watching episodes of it in reruns on Nick at Night. Do you remember when Nick at Night was a thing? Yeah, that's where you could always see all of those really good old shows. So we used to watch that once in a while.
Of course, Abe Vigoda got a spinoff show from that. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh gosh, those were good shows, honestly. Yeah. What happened to Nick at Night and all of that kind of stuff? I miss those. I Dream those a Genie was on there. And what else? Oh, you could see basically any old sitcom that you absolutely wanted to. It was cool. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to our list, it's easy. Just text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Taking a look at your forecast here real briefly. Lots of sunshine today, but pretty cold. I mean, we're talking only a high around 35, down to 20 tonight, and then tomorrow equally as chilly, and then we have a chance for some snow on Friday, Finn. 2 to 4 inches of snow, maybe even more than that. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Stock up on your favorites during the Spring into Savings Sale at Pierce's East and West Express and BWP Liquor in Lake Delta. 18 packs of Miller Lite, MGD, and Miller 64 are $14.29 with an instant coupon. 12 to 15 packs of Blue Moon cans or bottles are just $13.